I think Jade needs to be unmuted.
I'm unmuted now.
Okay.
Red? Here. Carla? Here. Hillary? Here. Rita?
Here.
Arlene?
Here.
Carla? Carla or Carlene? Oh, sorry, Carlene. I didn't hear Carlene.
It seems she was unmuted and now she is muted. She may need to be unmuted again. Carla, I don't think your sound is working on your iPad.
See here, so I'm going to mark those here so we get that sorted out.
Okay, Carly, maybe you might need to try to call in on your phone for the audio. It doesn't seem like your sound is working. Okay, so we have a quorum. Oh, you forgot to call me.
Oh, sorry, Jackie.
I'm here.
And Carla.
We have a forum. And Carla.
I'm here.
And Carla. Thanks, Carter.
Okay, so we have a quorum, and hopefully Carlene can get her sound working here. So we'll move on to others in attendance. Just going to read the list off. We have Dave Nielsen, Edie, Gary Lamar, Heidi Jacobson, Hillary Seifert, Jade Gunderson, Joy Smith, Lynette Mack, Paul Barker, Patrick Mayer, Shannon Gallagher, and Tiffany Jackson. If I have missed anyone, please press star 9 to raise your hand and let me know. If you haven't been called out. Okay, looks like we haven't missed anyone. The next item on the agenda, or should we wait a few minutes to see if Carlene gets logged back in? Kirk, I see Carlene signed in. Can you unmute her iPad, please?
Sorry, 1 second. I'm going with. Okay, I got you. Carlene, are you there?
Like she's not on there anymore. Also present is Ingrid Cumbridge. Carlene is on again. Can you unmute the iPhone XX?
Can we hear you, Carlene?
Got me now. Over.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're moving on to the approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to amend the agenda. Under new business, action item D, school board self-evaluation moved under item F, and in its place, item B placed credit adjustments to accommodate 6 period days.
Arlene, do you want to move the school board self-evaluation to the end of new businesses or prior to the adjournment of the meeting?
Am I unmuted? Thank you. Moving school board self-evaluations to above adjournment of the meeting.
Okay, so a motion to amend the agenda to include credit adjustments to accommodate a 6-period day added to new business and move school board self-evaluation to below to above adjournment.
This is Carla. I second.
Okay, then a second by Carla. Can I get a roll call, please?
Okay, here I am. Carlene? Yes. Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Kirk, I see she's muted down at the bottom. Looks like she re-signed in. I'm back. Hit the wrong button on my phone. Sorry. Carla, we were on the roll call of the approval of the agenda.
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Motion carries. The agenda will now have the inclusion of credit adjustment to accommodate a six-period day proposal, and the school board self-evaluation has been moved to above adjournment. Moving on to the approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for the regular meeting dated April 3rd, 2020, and the special meeting minutes dated April 27th, 2020.
I second. This is Carlene.
The motion from Arlene approving the minutes from April 3rd, 2020 and April 27th, 2020, seconded by Carlene. Can I get a roll call, please?
Carla?
Yes.
Lorene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Now the motion carries. The minutes are approved. Moving on to public comments on agenda items. If you have a public comment on the item on the agenda, you can press star 9 to raise your hand. I see a hand from Tiffany Jackson.
Hi. I actually have two people here that want to make public comment, so if it's okay, I'll let Ingrid make hers first.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to address the six-period day. I would just ask that if you look at that one, if you would look at reducing the electives by one elective with our current requirements. If we go to 6 period day, it leaves very little wiggle room for students that are struggling or students with special needs. In the discussion for the scholarship requirements, there was a discussion this morning about changing those requirements. And given the considerations of all the things that we put those seniors through this year, considering that the scholarships were published, scholarships were published with two dates, both April 6th and May 6th. Scholarships were published with a requirement for an essay. There was no direction as to what the essay was to be. And still those kids managed to get in their applications for that scholarship. within the mandates that, were provided by the board and the district. And now it appears that there's a discussion to change that. And I this is not a personal issue. My son will certainly meet all the requirements for the scholarship. But it will affect other students. And I would just ask the board to seriously consider holding off the change, reviewing if you have to, doing whatever study you want to do, but holding off making a change for this scholarship for this year. The changes that were discussed were pretty substantial, and it seems really inappropriate to ask kids to go through a massive change like that after you've collected the applications for the scholarship. And kind of on that note, in the business manager's report on page 30, at the last meeting you guys discussed the scholarship pertaining to the senior funds and moving it to a senior fund. And one, I didn't see it in the minutes, so I don't know if we're still doing that. I don't see it on the agenda other than in the business manager's report. I just am really unclear and would like some clarification as to what is going to happen with that, with those funds. And if it is a scholarship, what's the intention to take care of those students that are not planning to go to secondary education? I believe that includes one here in Sandpoint and it includes a few in King Cove. I know initially there was discussion about talking about Air Miles, with Alaska Airlines actually coming out into the region to Cold Bay, that might actually be a viable option for those kids. But I would like the board to consider and discuss under that item under the business management report how that is going to happen so the kids know what to expect with that. And then finally, on that same line item on page 30 in the business manager's report, both Sandpoint and King Cove funds are there. And as a mom in that category, I'm looking at it and I see an $8,974,700 expenditure taken out of the Sandpoint one, and I just like clarification as to what that is and why it's being taken out of Sandpoint and not being taken out of King Cove, and if it's the expenditures for the year, why it wasn't taken throughout the year. And that's all of my comments. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I'm going to pass it to Tiffany. So this is Tiffany. Reiterating what I put in the chat, I know it's not on the agenda. I'm not going to use my time on it, but there is an NSBA report for the National School Boards Association if the board would like it at some time. Commenting on scholarships and the potential to change the guidance or criteria for awarding scholarships after the applications have already been received. As I believe with most processes, there's usually things that we can improve and change, and we identify things while we're in process, but we don't typically change a target after students have already taken their shot. And while I agree a scholarship committee is appropriate and any changes for the future may be appropriate, I would think it would be inappropriate that after kids have already submitted their application that you would change the rubric and the scoring criteria. I know for other scholarship committees I've participated on, the rubric and criteria for scoring have been very clear and presented with the notice of funds available. I was also disturbed by the conversation about punishing students for taking a number of electives or possibly decreasing their funding. I was a little disturbed. I know that I have a staff member on that participated in an interview with Lindsay on the radio talking about electives, so I'll let her comment on that. But I know for myself, when I first started going to school, I was majoring in political science, and then I took a computer coding class, and then I had an opportunity to pursue that education, and I found that it was something I was really good at. And I ended up changing my major to information systems. only because I was able to take electives and find that passion, and that is the purpose of electives, to allow our students to find those different passions that they have in life that maybe they weren't even aware they had because they haven't had the exposure to them in our small rural communities. So I think punishing them for taking electives and decreasing their funding is not appropriate. A comment on the six-period day, I did sit in on the workshop this morning, and I was disturbed, one, that there was no conversation after we were told that the district's graduation requirements didn't meet state standards, that there was zero conversation about increasing the graduation requirements, especially when I know there were a number of people that ran on a platform of increasing expectations and graduation requirements. And there was also really zero conversation about increasing the expectations of our students. Everybody said that we're making opportunity and giving students opportunity to fail during the workshop, and they could fail five classes and be fine and fail, fail, fail. But there was no discussion about how we could change the guidance that we provide our students and how we could, instead of by default only putting students, seniors, in one or two classes because that's all they need as seniors, about a practice of putting the, giving them a full load. And I know when my student was a senior, he came home his first day after one class or two classes, and or I think he had a schedule that only had a couple of classes, and I sent him back to the school and said my expectation was that he'd be able to take an opportunity or take advantage of the free education the school district should provide, and that I expected him to have a full load for his senior year. And I'm disappointed that the school district isn't taking a similar stance and encouraging students now to take advantage of their last opportunity for a free education, and providing them with the counseling and guidance to seek that. That's all I have. End of comment.
Heidi Jacobson. Can you guys hear me? I'm muted. Hi.
Yes, we can hear you.
Dixon. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to comment on the scholarship topic as well. I was listening in on the call this morning, and I can understand the want for higher expectations. That is something that is okay to want to have a need for or a want for, but some of the point systems that were being discussed that the students were going to be given points on or taken points away from, I feel like are a little unfair to the students. I know there was talk about maybe different amount of points given for letters of recommendation on whether it was a good letter recommendation or not. I feel like the students shouldn't be punished or have points taken away for not receiving a well-written letter of recommendation. That's not very fair to the student. It's not fair to ask them to ask someone for a letter of recommendation that would be well written. If you're asking for a letter of recommendation, I feel like you're trusting that person to write what they feel like they should write for you. I also wanted to comment about the electives. I feel like students should not have points taken away if they're taking electives, because when you're a college student and you're, say, your freshman year or your sophomore year of college, you don't necessarily know what you want to do in college. You think you do. You get there, and you're like, yes, I have a plan. I know what I want to do. But then you get there, and you're about a month or two into those classes, and you're like, nope, this is not what I want to do. So I highly encourage students to take electives, because that is where you figure out what exactly it is that you want to do. Those electives help you decide that. So I feel like taking electives is not something that students should be punished for. Students should be encouraged to take electives It's where you decide what you want to do. I mean, I changed my major 3 times, I think, and my minor 2 or 3 times. And I think taking electives helped decide that. So I think just some reevaluating on what the students should be given points for or taken away points for should be something that's considered. Thank you for your time.
Seeing no other hands raised for public comments on agenda items, we'll move on to student comments. I'm seeing no hands, so we will move on to the superintendent's report. Patrick?
Okay. Hello, everyone, hope everybody's having a great start to their week. So you have my superintendent's report in the board packet, and I would just like to add to that. So in addition to my board report, I want to point out that I've been working nonstop to fill various positions in the district with the principals and district office staff. And I'm happy to report that we have just 2 positions left to fill in the Aleutians East Borough School District, while many Alaska districts are still plagued with hiring challenges. So for example, we're well into May. North Slope Borough School District has 40 plus positions to fill, and Bering Strait School District has 31 vacancies. I've been communicating with our principals and district administrators 2 to 3 times a day to ensure that hiring is a top priority. So furthermore, in order to ensure the full implementation of our $1 million literacy grant, I have been checking in with Dr. Seifert on a daily basis, making sure that the proper progress is being made, including setting up a comprehensive professional development plan that will be front-loaded with the literacy goals for the district. As you know, PD for the last several years has been hit and miss with no real systematic, consistent plan with focused outcomes. I'm working with Dr. Seifert through our grant implementation so that we secure top trainers for our district, having nationally renowned best practices being implemented throughout a year-long comprehensive plan. Our teachers are going to be getting what they need to take our kids to the next level in reading achievement. I also want to reiterate that I'm tirelessly working to make sure that False Pass continues to be a viable school district or school in our district, while also bringing back our coal-based students into a program of sustainability in our district. And it's my ardent goal to make sure this district models change and improvement. So lastly, and this is great news, I was lucky enough to find a reading specialist that is truly amazing. This has been a heavy lift. They're very, very hard to find. The person was interviewed by Principal Barker, Principal Emanuelson, and Dr. Seifert, and we were all very impressed. So Ms. Maria Ofer has enthusiastically accepted the contract offered to her, and it's on the agenda under new hires tonight. That leaves us with just 2 PE positions to fill. And that is truly amazing. So anyway, thanks to all who participated in these efforts from beginning to where we are now. So that's all I have, Madam Board President.
Does anyone have any questions of Patrick regarding his report? Seeing none, we'll move on to district correspondence. You receive district correspondence in your packet. Does anyone have any items from district correspondence they would like to discuss or mention? Seeing none, that will bring us down to the business manager's report.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the school board. The business manager report is in your packet, and I do not have anything to add at this time. I have to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions of Dave in regards to the current financial report? Hearing no questions, is there a motion to accept the current financial report?
This is Carla. I make a motion to accept the current financial report.
We have one hand raised from Rita.
Yes, Rita, did you have a question? No, there's a little bit of a delay in the Zoom tonight.
Sorry about that. I did have a question. I would just like some clarification on that line item for page 30, the class of 2020, the expenses. If we could go ahead and have you... Do you know what that $8,974.37 is for from Sandpoint School, the senior class, on page 30?
This is Dave. So a number of items to that total, and they appear to be related to fundraising.
Okay, so I'm having a hard time hearing you again, but it sounds like it's just it's definitely a cumulative total of many line items, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, back to the motion. Is there a motion to accept the current financial report?
This is Carla. I'll make the motion to accept the current financial report.
This is Arlene. I'll second.
So a motion by Carla, seconded by Arlene to accept the current financial report. Can I get a roll call, please, Jade?
Okay, here I am. Sorry about that. Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
The motion carries. Moving on to the activities report.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the board. I appreciate it. My board report is in the pack. So if there are any questions, I'm willing to take any questions. I have one thing that I would like to add to my report, in addition to the superintendent's report on hiring, is I'm glad to say that I will be succeeded by Miss Amy Mack in King Cove. She'll be running the student activities program next year. I have full confidence in her. She's filled this role in the past to great success. She's a huge advocate for student activities across the school district. I know she'll do a great job, so I'm very excited about Amy coming on to run our student activities for next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Paul? Seeing none, we'll move on to the special education report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You have the report that I submitted to the board packet. I don't have anything further to add at this time.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board regarding her report? Seeing none, we'll move on to the technology report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My report is in the packet, and I have nothing further to add at this time.
Are there any questions of Kirk at this time from the board? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Item A, administrative salary schedule. Patrick, would you mind just speaking to the administrative salary schedule?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. And thank you for the opportunity to speak to the administrative salary schedule. So the board asked me when I was first hired to develop a process that would be a departure from the past practice and the way salaries were adjusted moving down the road. And so the board, told me what they wanted, and so we went about how to do that. And so during my discussions with our business manager, Dave Nielsen, we came up with our best practice after consultation with, Elasbo and others that I know in the field. And we came up with a really, really solid salary schedule based on metrics from around the state. We used a quasi-scientific approach to determine those figures that you find on the schedule, and the end product is reflective of those salaries from around the state. And so once that that midpoint was determined, the salary schedule was expanded both directions up and down to allow for entry, as well as a topping out at the salary schedule. So it is, again, a quality document, and my recommendation is that the board approve the salary schedule this evening. Thank you.
Are there any clarifying questions of Patrick regarding the salary schedule? Is there any one looking to make a motion in regards to the salary schedule? Oh, hold on. Rayette, do you have a question?
So when I'm looking at this and the percentage, like during for the raises, and it goes from like 1.5% to 1.6%, and then back down to 1.5% and 1.6%. What's the reasoning behind those adjustments?
So if you look at the adjustment, you will see that not the percentage, but the adjustment that. By and large, the result, the adjustments moving up the schedule are static at 9, along the way. So they go like from 900 to 1,000, it remains at 1,000, and then it eventually goes to 1,100 in one particular case. But that represents rounding error that occurs along the way. So, and if Dave, if you want to chime in on that, but that's my my analysis of it. It's rounding error in terms of the percentage, but the amount remains fixed if you take a look at the schedule.
Oh, okay, I can see that. I just have one comment. I still am not completely comfortable with this salary schedule. However, I am comfortable with having a salary schedule, and I just wanted to make note of that.
Okay, Brad, if we have a motion on the floor, we can continue to debate the salary schedule.
Okay.
A motion to speak to the administrative salary schedule from any members of the board.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to put it on the table to discuss.
I think you need to have a motion to either adopt the salary schedule or not adopt the salary schedule, and then we can debate it and then vote on the decision.
Okay, this is Rita. I'll make a motion to adopt the administrative salary schedule.
This is Carla. I'll second that motion.
There's a motion by Rita to adopt the administrative salary schedule, second by Carla. We'll have a discussion now, and we'll go through a round-robin style. And I see, Hillary, your hand is raised up, so we'll start with you, and then we'll go through the seat. And you could state your position on the motion on the floor.
Okay, so I go first.
I just noticed that there's a delay in the Zoom tonight, and I seen your hand was raised. I wasn't sure if you had raised it prior while we were going through the question. But I can start with Rita, since she did make the motion. unless you would like to just go. Okay, we'll go to Rita. Do you have anything to discuss regarding the salary schedule?
Thank you, Jackie. So the only thing that I'm concerned still of, which I am happy we are doing the pay schedule because we do need one, but the only thing I'm just concerned with is how do we keep the status, how do we keep it going and ensure that we have the money later on? I know that it was discussed that we, if we did not have the funding, that we, you know, it's not insured to get the raise, I guess, is a better way of saying it. Could we have that put on there somehow, like a little note? Because that's something that's not on there. I know that we talked about it, that if we do not have the funds, for one thing, that they would not be getting the raises. And then along going with that, how do we need to define that point. Define the point of if somebody is not going to be getting the raise because we don't have the funds, I'd like that that line to be drawn on saying how much the district, if we do not have X amount of funds this year, particular year we're in, it would not be increased. That needs to be written on it as well, like a little note off to the side. Thank you.
Moving down the seat to Arlene.
Thank you, Jackie. I support having a salary schedule. I mean, this is what we asked Mr. Mayor to do for us in order to eliminate some things. And having done the research on these salaries, they are exactly in line or a little bit less of where everybody else in the state of Alaska are. Mm-hmm. That's just that.
Moving down to Carlene.
I also support a salary schedule. I understand that this isn't, like, necessarily what people are going to be paid. It's just a, excuse me, a salary schedule. But at the same time, you're looking at the state of Alaska, and we're one of the smallest districts, and when you're comparing the funding that we get to funding that other communities get and their salaries, I just think it's not really that fair. And I think that should be taken into consideration. Thank you.
Rhett?
Okay, so like I said, I am very much in support of having a salary schedule. I feel kind of like Carlene right now, too, that, I mean, when you're looking at the size of our district compared to the rest of the state, and I don't know, I just am so worried with this whole financial situation coming up. I mean, we say that we know that the money's there, but we really don't. I'm more err on the side of caution when it comes to this. So, I don't know But those are my concerns. Those are the concerns I have. Carla?
I feel it's a fair salary schedule. I'm, you know, I looked up a few things myself, and to some communities that are the same size, or school districts are a little bit smaller or a little bit larger, you know, they're fairer on there, so I find it fine.
Hillary?
I'm for a salary schedule, but this one, I can't, I'm not for it. I won't. Right now we have declining enrollment. The state of Alaska, oil is $0 a barrel. Alaska tourism is canceled. We don't even know what's going to happen with our own fishing industry. We haven't had fishing in Sandpoint, the cannery operating from January until now. And then, like, the guys wanted to go out cod fishing. They can't even go out cod fishing because they're not setting up the cannery. So that's less money just coming from our state and our community. And with all the cuts, yeah, I'm just not for this one. You know, I would sit down and work on something comparable for our size district with 200 and some students we have, 217 or 214 for next year. I mean, it's declining. Our money is going to get less.
Okay, I support the proposed administrative pay scale. Because I feel that the numbers are lower than statewide averages. I've looked up every job position on there, and I do feel that they are lower. They're not. I don't feel they're up. They're too high considering our district. I support it because it is, again, it is a guiding document. I don't feel like we are obligated to give these dollar amounts. It is just the dollar amount in which the contract can be offered, and I do know we have the final say when we sign off on contracts, and I do feel that it is the superintendent's job to make decisions on offering those contracts based on the money that we do have in the budget for the coming year. So I'm comfortable adopting a schedule that gives the administration some guiding documentation at this time. Are there any other members who would like to speak again?
So, Jackie, Board President Brandel, when it's appropriate, I would like to speak again.
Go ahead, Patrick.
So, you know, this, and then I'm going to ask that Mr. Nielsen speak on it as well. This salary schedule is market driven. And so large districts, small districts, all were taken into consideration, and the numbers are the numbers. And you have heard here this evening that the numbers that you yourselves have researched indicate that if anything, these numbers are probably a little low. And so if you're going to look at finding quality people, then they need to be paid, in my opinion, at what the market indicates. And I'd like to defer to Mr. Nielsen here, with your permission, Madam Board President, speak a little bit on this.
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you, Madam. So the concern that you have is really alleviated by the fact that you, as the board president said, you have the final say when you sign new contracts or individual contracts. Salary schedules are simply a framework. Try and have some consistency and predictability. If you're not comfortable with the salary amount being offered to any particular individual, you certainly can voice concern and further discussion can follow. Salary steps would not necessarily be automatic if the funding in the following year didn't appear to be there. So this is the way we operate in terms of funding for teacher contracts, because they are on a negotiated agreement and we need to commit it for a period of 2 or 3 years. These would be year to year, and again, as the superintendent explained, we're trying to just put some predictability and consistency into how we administer these types of salary schedules or salary offers, as opposed to some past practice where there was really no predictability and it was somewhat inconsistent. So that's how we ended up where we are now.
So you cut out off and on throughout that time, and I'm just going to try and recap that you had mentioned that this is more of a framework. And we do have the final say as the board members on contract. And this is just a way of showing some predictability in funding, in offering contracts, and get away from past practices of not having any guiding framework in place. Did that recap that?
Yes, thank you, Madam President.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're cutting out about every 3 or 4 words. So.
I apologize.
And this is Patrick. I guess I would just be pretty lost if this is what if this doesn't pass muster, because I can tell you that during my time as a superintendent, this is as good a document as I've seen developed. It was based on numbers. So, we did. I feel like we did our job in the best. Best way possible.
So I don't see any more hands raised from members of the board. So we have a motion to adopt the administrative salary schedule by Rita and seconded by Carla. Can we do a roll call? Yes. Rita? Rita, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, we are on the roll call for the administrative salary schedule motion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I thought somebody cut off. Go ahead again, then, Jade. I'm sorry.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Yeah.
Carlin?
No.
Hillary?
No.
Carla?
Yes.
React?
No.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter.
No.
I'm not sure how that rolls out, because that goes 4-4. Carter is just an advisory.
Okay.
4-3. Okay, so the motion carries with a vote of 4 yeses and 3 noes. The salary schedule will be used as a guiding document in which the administration can offer administrative contracts for those positions. So that brings us down to new business. Item A, FY21 budget for its second reading. I need a motion to put it on the floor for the second reading.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to put the fiscal year 21 budget second reading on the floor.
This is Arlene. I'll second.
A motion by Arlene and second. Motion by Rita and seconded by Arlene to put the FY21 budget on the floor for second reading. We need a roll call.
Rand?
Yeah.
Arlene?
Carlene, are you still there?
I think you guys keep muting yourself. I have to unmute you, so don't hit mute again. There we go.
Yep. Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene? Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter? Carter, are you still there?
Oh, yes, sorry.
A motion carries. Okay. The second reading of the budget is on the floor. Is there any? Any discussion on the FY21 budget? Seeing none, is there a motion to adopt the FY21 budget?
This is Carla. I make the motion to adopt FY21 budget.
Okay.
This is Arlene. I'll second.
I have a motion by Carla and a second by Arlene to adopt the FY21 budget. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rant?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Carter, are you still there?
Yes, there's a cutout every time. Sorry.
Okay. Is that a yes?
Yes.
The motion carries. The budget for FY21 has been adopted. Moving on to the ELA curriculum second reading.
I make a motion to put the ELA curriculum on the floor for its second reading.
This is Rita. I'll second that.
A motion by Arlene and a second by Rita to put the ELA curriculum on the floor for second reading. Can I get a roll call, please?
Carlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Did you say Carla?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Sorry, everybody keeps going in and out on here.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Carter?
Yes.
The motion carries. The ELA is on the floor for its second reading. Is there any discussion? Seeing no hands, is there a motion to adopt the ELA curriculum?
I'll make a motion to adopt the ELA curriculum. This is Rayette.
This is Rita. I'll second.
A motion on the floor to adopt the ELA curriculum by Rayette. Second by Rita. Can I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla? Carla?
Yes, yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
The motion carries. The ELA curriculum is adopted. Moving on to the social studies curriculum, second reading.
This is Rita. I'll get the social studies curriculum second reading on the floor.
This is Ray at all second.
There's a motion by Rita and a second by Rayette to put the social studies curriculum on the floor for second reading. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
The motion carries. The social studies curriculum is on the floor for second reading. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion to adopt the social studies curriculum?
This is Rayette. I'll make a motion to adopt the social studies curriculum.
This is Arlene. I'll second.
There's a motion by Rayette and seconded by Arlene to adopt the social studies curriculum. And get a roll call, please.
Carla?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita? Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
The motion carries. The social studies curriculum is adopted. Moving on to 2020 AASB policies, first reading.
Item A, maintenance, and item B, pandemic / epidemic emergency. Is there a motion to put the AASB policies on the floor for the first reading?
This is Rayette. I'll make a motion to put the AASB policies on the board, on the floor for first reading.
This is Rita. I'll second.
There's a motion to put the 2020 ASB policies BP 3150 maintenance and BP 6114.4 pandemic epidemic emergencies on the floor for first reading. Can I get a roll call, please? Rita?
Yes.
Harleen? Rhea?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Motion carries. The AASB policies, BP 3150 maintenance, and BP 6114.4 pandemic emergencies are on the floor for the first reading. Is there any discussion? Moving on to item... The next item of business, which is the 2020-2021 scholarships. We will discuss in the workshop about forming a committee to decide how to award the scholarship applications. I just want to point out that the rubric that was discussed during this scholarship does not deny any funds to any scholarship applicant. It just goes through a point process to award a full or a partial amount depending on the points that you receive. And the points are not based on the type of classes you are taking. The points are based on the amount of classes you are taking. For renewal applicants, and I just wanted to clarify that up. There was some comments about electives. I did not mention or did not see that on the rubric during the workshop, and so it's just based on the amount of workload. So in the meeting, the workshop, we decided that we would best move forward by forming a committee. And I had four people during the workshop say that they're interested in the committee. However, the membership of the committee by our policies is limited to less than a majority of the whole board, so that would be less than three. So I recommend a committee members of two board members with Lindsay to go through the applications in according to the rubric and the two board members that, after speaking with the four that had expressed desire, the two of them I would recommend to be on this committee would be Arlene and Carla. If that is okay with everybody, if there are more people that would like to be on the committee, we can put everyone's names in a bucket and pull them out to select two. If that is the way we want to move forward in regards to the scholarship. Yes, Rita?
Thank you, Jackie. I would definitely like to be included in the committee, please. I didn't realize that that was when I thought maybe we would talk about it again, so I didn't say anything, but I am definitely interested.
Okay, is there any other members of the board that would be interested in being a part of the scholarship committee? So I'm not seeing any other hands, so I'm taking that as I should proceed with putting Arlene, Carla, and Rita's name into a bucket to pull out two names for the committee. Anyone opposed to that? Speak now. I'm actually putting them into my little pretty bag that I had my Sandy in. Give me a second to remove my Smarties and place the names in the bag. So, I pulled out Rita and Arlene. Is there anyone opposed to forming a committee comprised of Rita, Arlene, and Lindsay Pinkelman? Do we need to have a motion to form the committee? Is that, Jade, is that what we would need to do right now?
I think you can appoint a committee. Give me a moment to look at the committee.
Okay, I didn't see anything about a motion. What I did see was it was at the discretion of the board. Oh, that's superintendent or advisor.
Jackie, I don't see anywhere that says you have to make a motion to appoint the committee.
Okay, so it does say that there shall be written charges for the board committee. So, and then when the duties or charges have been completed, the committee shall be dissolved. So the committee is charged with going through the rubric to recommend funding for the applications in the 2021 scholarships. And once they have given the recommendation to the board, they're the committee will be dissolved. So moving on to item letter one now, credit adjustments to accommodate the 6-day proposal. We had a presentation from Lindsay Pinkelman this morning in our workshop in regards to a 7-day period versus a 6-day period. And one of the items that she had mentioned that to accommodate moving back to a 6-period day, they would recommend putting the PE and the health credit down to half a credit for PE and half a credit for health, combining them to be one credit total, which is the state standards. And so if we wanted to go to a 6-period day, that would be the recommendation of the administration to move forward with enforcing a 6-period day in the next coming school year. Are there any questions from the members of the board? Seeing no questions, are there any motions from any members of the board? And the motion wouldn't be on the actual 6-period day. It would just be a motion adjusting the credit requirements of the PE and the health. Just to clarify that.
Jackie, this is Patrick. Would it be helpful for Lindsay just to give the 10,000-foot overview?
Yes, that would be good.
President Randall?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify the PE and health. So by dropping the credit requirement from a full PE credit down to 0.5, it still allows students to take PE. They would just take it as an elective. So it would be their choice if they wanted to take an additional semester or not. So we're not saying that they can't take an additional one when we're reducing it. And then to clarify the health, by dropping that second semester of health, it was my understanding at the beginning of the year I was asked by administration at Sandpoint to look at health curriculum, which kind of made me think that maybe that was a struggle to find curriculum in the first place to even begin to address health, and then to have to address it at a full credit. So this would reduce that pain point to find and adopt a curriculum that would only require 0.5 credits in health and allow that teacher to teach another elective, student interest-based elective for that other 0.5 credit in that section or period.
Thank you, Lindsay. Is there any questions of the board for Lindsay?
And Jackie, I would like to just chime in here. One of the big issues is There were five classes there that students could fail under that 7-period day. And that is why we saw the second semester students that did not have enough to do. And so it was misguidedly backfilled with TA positions that students were given credit for. It was not an effective approach, and in no way did it represent rigor. And so 22 credits on a 6-period day is very common, and it then gives two classes that a student may not pass. So I just think, you know, that this is absolutely a way to increase rigor, to extend class periods longer so that teachers can more effectively cover content. And in terms of, you know, special education students, their program modifications, you know, are able to accommodate that number of credits at 22. So adding another credit to that just kind of helps take us back towards the issue we currently have at 5, you know, with the excess number of classes in that, especially in that second semester of the senior year. Thank you.
Yes, Lindsay?
I also just wanted to clarify, can you hear me?
Yes.
I also just wanted to clarify that we discussed how this would affect students, and this reduction would not affect a large number of students. In fact, at this point, it would only affect less than a handful. And I don't want to say the exact number due to confidentiality reasons in a public forum. But that number was discussed in the work session this morning.
Is there a motion anyone would like to make in regards to the credit adjustment?
Jackie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I thought I was muted. I'd like to make a motion to approve the credit adjustment for PE and health in order to accommodate a 6-period day for the next school year.
This is Rita. I will second that.
We have a motion by Arlene, seconded by Rita, to adjust the PE and health credits to accommodate a 6-period day in the next coming school year. Is there any debate? We can start with Arlene.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. I do support reverting back to a 6-period day. I think in the main huge picture of this, we're going to be able to offer our students so much more because they'll be able to allow themselves to take more classes their senior year, be better prepared for college, and we won't have to worry about them filling their day in order to play sports or participate in extracurricular activities with electives that are not helping them. We already see their transcripts. We know that they are maxing out electives, but they are not maxing out the core courses that we offer.
Okay. Carlene?
I don't know. I'm not sure. By the end of, like, when your senior year, you're not like you're burnt out, but I mean, if you're actually really engaged in your classes, then you've taken your classes. And you're looking for, at that age, you're looking for, you know, things that you know, besides math, besides English, like what you're growing up doing. I think that you are looking for more. You're looking for something else that, you know, might interest you, that I don't know. That's what I think.
Rhett?
I'm supportive of a six-period class or schedule, six-period schedule. I don't have any questions.
Carla?
I like the six-period courses. I think we should take more, require more math, but that's something we can work on. No questions.
Hillary?
No questions.
Rita?
I do need to definitely have the sixth period day. It gives our seniors and everybody more chance for utilizing the free education if they choose to. And then opening up for some OJT, because we know that not every student wants to go on to college. That just opens up some more possibilities, and I like that.
Carter?
I don't have no questions.
Okay, I'm in support of adjusting the PE and the health credit requirements to 0.5 each to accommodate a six-period day. I've been trying to go back to a six-period day since the first year I was on the school board. I feel like it gives us the opportunity to better reach the seniors and to not only help give them some more discipline in their schedules and their days, but also I think it also just gives us the ability to schedule classes so that people are going through them at a better time rate, and we could try to work out offering them better electives rather than just TAs because they're just trying to fill their day up. So I am in support of the PE and the health credit reduction to 0.5 each. Any other discussion? Seeing none, I'll ask for a roll call on the motion made by Arlene, seconded by Rita, to adjust the credits requirements for PE and health for graduation to 0.5
or PE 0.5 for health.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita? Rita?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
No.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
The motion carried with a vote of 6 yeses, 1 no, to adjust the PE credits to 0.5 and point health. Oh, 0.5 for PE and 0.5 for health. That moves us to personnel. The next item, resignation. You received the resignations in your packet. From Jade Gunderson. Is there a motion to accept the resignation?
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to accept the resignation, even though I'm going to miss her tremendously.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
We have a motion from Rita, seconded by Carla, to accept the resignation of Jay Gunderson. Can I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
No.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
The motion carries with a vote of 6 yeses and 1 no. Move us to item B, new hires for approval. We have the new hires of Eric Gold, math for standpoint, Andrew, who sink belt, science standpoint, Elizabeth Gargiulis, elementary, King Cove, David McCarthy, language arts standpoint, Anna Marquette, language arts, King Cove, Jason Jornstead, facilities director at standpoint, and Maria Offer, literary specialist.
This is Rad. I'll make a motion to accept the new hires.
This is Arlene. I'll second.
Motion from Rad and second by Arlene to accept the new hires. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rad?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary? Yes. Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
The motion carries. The new hires are approved. That brings us down to public comments on non-agenda items. Yes, Tiffany?
Hi, thank you. Just a note, I think for the people on the phone, you might want to remind them how to raise their hands to make a public comment. But I did want to say that before the meeting today, the Indian Education Advisory Committee met, and I was elected chair, and Lynette Mack was elected the vice chair. I'll be working with Jade to ensure that the proposal that Hillary Seifert wrote for Indian Ed is sent out to the stakeholders, lined out in the Indian policies and procedures, so that the Indian parents and tribes and anyone listed there will have an opportunity to review the material and provide input on the application to the committee. We're scheduled to meet again on June 1st. And just a note on the conversation, two more notes, I guess. One, I find it curious that you guys just approved hiring like two more PE teachers and then you cut the PE graduation requirement. It's just an interesting correlation in my point of view. And then I know there's no action item on the agenda about graduation, and you guys discussed graduation a bit today. And I'm just very disappointed that, one, during the last special meeting, you had a school board member that specifically said that they wanted to hear what parents and students wanted when it came to graduation. And I don't believe the input that they provided was what they wanted. They were given choices. This is what we will do for you. Anything else you want is on you. So they never really had an opportunity to voice what they want. And just in, I think they're just done with the conversation and just want to get it over with, and something that should have been really special for them has just been tainted by the lack of allowing their input. And I find it interesting that the reasoning that the district refuses to allow further conversations on what the desires of those students and families are is because of guidelines from the state, which I am thankful for following guidelines for the state, but then I know that we had a kindergarten graduation in Sandpoint where the class all came together. They weren't masked. They didn't social distance. There was a school board member's child who participated in that. And so all the things that we're telling our seniors that they're not allowed to do, we allowed kindergartners to do. And I feel as though the seniors have more of a concept of what's going on with this whole situation of the world today. And if you tell them to wash well, sanitize, wear masks, whatever, that they would do well, and I'm sure parents do that for their kindergartners, but I just find it disappointing that we feel that the kindergartners have more of ability to do this than our seniors. End of comments.
I just wanted to point out that that PE teacher is not just going to be a teacher for the secondary side of the school. That PE position will be able to fulfill PE classes from all of our age groups. Just to clarify that.
This hit me again, and I appreciate that, but you did take away an elective for your junior high school in music to fill it with PE. So it's just an interesting correlation. I understand that that's supposed to fulfill your PE for your young kids, but it just seems like you're taking away from those older kids and reducing their electives. And I know you're going to a six-hour day. You don't want them taking electives. You're going to penalize them for and give them less points for electives when it comes to scholarship time. It's just an interesting correlation that you're adding teachers and reducing graduation requirements in the same area.
Are there any other members of the public that would like to comment? Press, if you're on the phone, you can press star 9 to raise your hand.
Sorry, Board President Brando. Paul Barker would like to speak as well, too, on the reason now.
Yes, Paul.
Thank you, Kurt. Madam Board President, I appreciate the unmute. I just wanted to make a couple of public comments. Just wanted to thank Jade for all her service to the school district. It's been a pleasure working with you, Jade, in my capacity as the athletic director. I appreciate everything you've done. I also want to wish all of the mothers a happy late Mother's Day that are in the room. Happy Mother's Day to all the caring, loving mothers out there. And I think I just want to put on a public comment as a congratulations to all the graduating seniors in this school district. Thank you.
Mr. Lamar.
Yes, I also want to thank Jade. Jade's been a huge help for me. There's been a lot of times throughout these last 4.5 years that I've been here that I've been as lost as a goat in a hailstorm on several situations, and Jade pulled me out, made me look like a superstar, of which I was not, but she really helped me out a lot. And I certainly hope you the best, Jade. You're a good one. We hate to lose you.
Thanks, Paul and Gary.
Patrick?
Yes, thank you. I would like to echo the sentiments of others as well. You know, Jade has been my right hand since I came into the district, and we are sort of able to keep one another's thoughts along the way, and that's a really effective working relationship, and I too will miss her. She has been an awesome executive assistant and has always been there to help even at the weird hours when things come up that needed her attention. So my most sincere thanks to her. Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick. Moving on to board comments. Hillary?
I'd like to wish all the graduating seniors in throughout our district and congratulate them on a job well done. Also, I'd like to recognize all of our eighth graders that would be doing promotion into the ninth grade. I wish them luck in ninth grade. And also, I'd like to thank Jade for all she has done for our district, and she's going to be missed. Thanks.
Rayette?
Yes, I just kind of wanted to echo what Hillary just said. Congratulations to all our seniors and our promoting eighth graders who move in high school next year. And thank Jade for all her hard work with the district for all these years. And we will miss her. But she's not going anywhere, so we can see her in town.
Mm-hmm. Any other members of the board for a comment? Seeing other hands, I would also like to just thank Jade for her work. She's been a great amount of tremendous resource for me in learning my role, and anytime I had questions, she was always my first go-to person to call, and she will be missed in her position. Brings us down to the agenda items for the next meeting, which is going to be sometime in September. One thing I could think of is going to be a second reading for the AAFE policies. And I'm not sure about anything else. Anybody else have any other agenda items for the next meeting? Jackie? Yes, Jade.
We'll have to do a first reading of a policy change for the graduation requirements.
Okay.
So that might need to happen before. Or then?
Well, we're going to have a meeting for the scholarships, too, after the committee meet?
Yes.
I don't really see anything on the governance calendar that right now it jumps out at me that has to be on our next meeting. So that brings us down to the date and time and location of the next meeting, if no one else has anything else to add to agenda items. We can just figure out the date and time and location of the next meeting when it comes closer to September, if that's all right with the rest of the board. Hearing no objections, we'll just work on a date and get back to everybody by email to make sure they're available. So that brings us down to the school board self-evaluation. Our policies state that we will each complete the self-evaluation instrument independently, and we will be discussing the tabulated results as a group. Jade had emailed us the tabulated results prior to the meeting. And it also states that we should include the establishment of process of establishment of strategies for improving board performance and rising priorities and new goals to be set out for the year for next year's evaluation. So if anybody's ready, I'd suggest that we would move into executive session, and if we would like, we can invite the superintendent to participate as well if we need help setting any specific criteria to measure board success in meeting the standard goals and objections. So, or we can go into them by ourselves and invite him in later once we evaluate ourselves and would like some participation with him in setting those goals. It's up to the board what they want to do. So I would suggest a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of the school board self-evaluation with an invite to Superintendent Patrick, or a motion to go into the school board executive session for purpose of the school board self-evaluation.
Are we still missing one Survey Monkey?
Yeah, we are missing one survey, but I feel that we should probably do our self-evaluation with the six that we do have.
Jackie, I make a motion to enter an executive session in order to talk about the board's self-eval.
I have a motion by Arlene to enter into executive session to school board self-evaluation, seconded by Carla. Can I get a roll call?
Arlene?
Yes.
Rita? Rita?
Yes.
Raya?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes. The motion carries. We'll return to executive session at 8:47 p.m. for purpose of the school board self-evaluation.